Well, actually, just I need to make sure that this thing warranty that if you give me like literally a flat price, like a flat price, I will be really on top all the time on Google. And actually another thing you said that you're gonna work literally just with me. So if this is the right thing, you're just telling me, you promise me, well, I will think about the numbers you're gonna tell me right now.
Absolutely, Jesus. So I have my pricing director, Jazz, with us, okay? He'll help us with that listing. And any other questions you have, Jazz will address, okay?
Not really for now.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jesus?
Yes, he's speaking.
Hi, Jesus. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I go by Jazz as a nickname. How you doing today?
Good. Thank you for asking, sir. Actually, just the other guy, he told me about, this kind of stuff. I've already been working on another app and stuff like this because obviously I need to advertise myself. And my big question in here is about the pricing. How much is this thing? What warranty to me? Like, this thing is gonna work well, and if I need to have a contract or not? This is like the big questions I'm always need to know.
Right, yeah, so it's month to month. We don't require that you sign any kind of long-term contract. We want everybody that's on the first page coming back at their own will. So it's month to month, sir.
Okay, so it's not a contract.
Yeah, no
Even
contract.
like a yearly. All right, so do you have like a kind of app on this? Because actually this is my first time I'm here in Local Splash, but I'm checking everything you have in here. Like, so I'm checking actually your website right now.
Yeah, our company's been around a long time, since 2004. So about 18 years we've been in this industry. We're a premier Google partner, so we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. You can't get a higher status with Google than what we have. So that's essential. Those are some key things that you would want in a marketing agency, is somebody with a proven track record and has a direct connection with Google to help you get on that first page and generate customers.
All right, basically, if I work with you and somebody just type in, it's like, or the clean, boom, I will be like really on top.
Exactly. Yep, we list you for up to
But,
15 services or keywords at a time. So you can select what you're
okay,
going for.
so, but the thing in here, do I wanna be like literally, like for example, Google is gonna show something like Local Splash and Fresher First, or just Fresher
No.
First?
Yeah, it's just your business name. That's why you haven't heard of
Oh,
us
this is
before.
nice.
Because we don't put people on our website and then put ourselves on Google. We actually just list the businesses directly on the first page. Yeah.
This is literally super different than like Angie app or something.
Right. They would use something like this in order to get the leads that they're selling to you now.
Yeah, something like this, and actually you with them, and actually they put you inside to Angie, your company.
Right. Right. That, well,
All right. So how much is this thing, sir?
it, so there is a campaign that I could put you on, and there's a discount that I can apply. I could get it down to $199 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, so you guarantee that if I only pay $199, how much people that wanna share this kind of job process is gonna find me? Like whatever, like just on around my radio, how much people? Because actually in Google Ads, because I'm paying right now Google Ads, I'm on here. So right now, actually, I can see literally everything and how much people is doing clicks on my Google web, on my website, on my Google Maps page.
You have the
So
Google Analytics.
Yeah, so the thing is here, they're going to be able to see all this stuff with you as well?
Correct. Yeah, except for it's going to be based on your local listing, not on an ad, right? Because we're listing you locally. So it's a different kind of traffic. Actually, more people pick from the local section than click on the ads because they know the ads are pay-per-click. And sometimes the ads is a company that's not actually local to them. It may be a company that's further away, and that dissuades them a lot of the times from clicking on that ad. So you get more traffic from the local listings than you do the ads, actually. But we do have a tracking system and an app that you could download to your mobile device. That allows you to track specifically what's going to your local listing, as well as like what keywords have been searched in the area, which ones are showing up for, how they're performing, the ones are not showing up for, and how they're performing. And if you ever want to switch the keywords out, you could do that through your account management team here.
Oh, so you're going to give me like everything that I can just literally manage myself.
Well, we want to give you transparency. We do all the legwork on it, but we still provide you with the transparency to be able to see what we're doing for you and go in there. And if there's things you want to change to comply with what people are searching for the most, you know, we want to assist you with that. So we're not going to stop you. You know, our goal is to help you make as much as you can. If you're making money, then it's more likely that you're going to come back and continue to use our services each month.
So, thing that you offered me right now is, for example, just starting the first month, is like just for checking what's going on?
No. So that's the deal. I would lock you in at $199, and then I will send that to you in writing too with your invoice receipt. So the benefit is you come on board with me today, you'll keep that $199 pricing structure for as long as you choose to remain with us and use our services.
I see. So it's not gonna. You're gonna change the price later? Or?
No.
Because you were literally $199 per month.
Yep.
And I give you my zip code, and you will put that on the radio, my website, like advertising.
Yeah, we're marketing you for a 30-mile radius around the 80234 zip code.
80234. Yeah, that's my zip code.
Yeah. So Google sends that PIN verification to the 1099 West 133rd Way. So that'll be your center location. They send that postcard there. Then you get 30 miles from there for up to 15 different keywords.
Okay, so and then can you tell me just put in like something, I don't know, or I need to do it myself.
What?
For example, my promotion is I'm putting something like $399 premium deep cleaning. Mm-hmm. Are people gonna be able to see this thing literally on the Google, or they're gonna see my website?
Yeah, I mean, if you put that in the form of a site, your Google business profile does have, or in the form of a photo, excuse me, your Google business profile does have photos and things that they can look at that you could run promotions on, and then also we'll have your .com website attached to the placement. So anything that you have on your site will be a hyperlink to your Google business profile for them to be able to review and see those things.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, actually it's like Google Ads, but it's like literally working with you.
Yeah, it's like Google Ads, but without having to pay per click. Because you're a verified local business, they don't charge per click. So it's just one flat monthly rate of $199.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a flat price. Well, it's nice. Actually, thank you for calling me. This is actually impressed myself.
Yeah. Well, the local listings, we can only call you when there's a spot open. That's the difference. Google Ads, you can actually sign up for whenever because they have kind of a bidding system. So usually if you're willing to pay more, you know, then they'll get your ad up and running and then they'll charge you the higher price per click and get you up there, you know. With the local listings, it's not based on that platform. So, you know, doesn't matter if you're a big, large company, you're not going to just go put yourself up there if there's already a business that's there and has their local listing running and working with a Google partner, right? It's based on pre-existing relationships that we have with those clients and verifying them as a local company that's successful and generating positive reviews in that community.
Well, that's nice. Actually, I like it. How can I work with you? Like, can you send me something on my email that I can read in and just check that everything, all the same things you already told me over your phone, will be the same policies and same stuff? And absolutely, if this is the same thing that you and your partner said, say, believe me, I'll be happy to literally stop advertising myself on Google Ads for the moment, and let's work with you.
Yeah, you'll love this. I mean, if you could do well with Google Ads, then you'll do great with this. The only time we actually recommend Google Ads is if they already have this and then they want to cover like more than 30 miles, then we would say, okay, let's use the Google Ad to hit those additional surrounding areas that aren't already being covered by your local listing. So usually you start with a local listing and then you'll grow into the ads just to cover additional territory, whereas you're getting charged for every click, whether it's local or not, because you only have an ad. So it actually ends up being less cost efficient for you the way you're doing things now. I think we'll be able to save you some money, but also generate more call volume for you locally.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to send over is the initial invoice. This gets sent out after you sign up usually. So once you pay, this is like an automated message that comes through. I'm going to forward it to you right now so that way you could see it. And this has everything in writing. So if you actually go, there's a link in that text where it says, "Hey, Jesus, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here." It's going to have a subscription terms for you. And if you click on that subscription terms, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So in black and white, it states in this agreement everything that we're doing for your business. It's also going to have like the pricing structure locked in, the cancellation policy, and at the bottom, you sign off on it and our company signs off on it. And you keep this on file and we keep it on file. So everything that I'm disclosing with you currently on this call will be documented. So that way there's no change in the agreement. It just stays $199 for as long as you're with us and we're providing these services for you.
And just in one part, I'm trying to read in pretty quick. In which part they're going, may I read in something like said, this is like a not contract that is for a year. It's like only month to month. Where may I just read in that part specific?
Well, in the payment section, it doesn't actually have the date on there or the billing yet. I haven't actually put a price in there. But future billings will be billed automatically to the credit card on file as listed below. So it'll have a date and a month-to-month subscription. And then you'll see in the cancellation and refunds, it says you may cancel our services at any time by contacting client support. It is best practice to call no less than 3 days in advance to assure the reoccurring payment is not processed. Upon cancellation, you'll receive a confirmation within 24 hours. Yeah, and then it says your initial payment. So it just tells you, hey, it's paid 1 month at a time, and you could cancel at any time. It doesn't say, like, oh, it's month-to-month, no contract, but that's pretty much exactly what it is. It's, you know, you're set up to get billed. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Basically, the only thing that I need to do in case if I'm not agreed to still working with you, just I need to call you and say, like, it's already time to stop, and that's it.
That's it. Yep. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, anything like that. So.
All right. That's what I want to know. Believe me, I will do it. It's like, actually, sounds super nice, everything you said. So after this one, are you going to send me like an app that I need to go in there and then I can see everything with you or just literally need to give you my information?
I'm going to get your information, but I'm also going to get you on that. So I'll sign you up right now and then I'll get you access to the app and I'll also send over a new agreement with the actual details in it. I'll go through it all with you. Okay. I'm not just going to sign you up and disappear. So if you got 10 minutes, I'll go through the whole thing right now.
That's fine. What's
your last name, Jesus?
My last name is Novello. I can spell it for you if you want.
Okay, I'm ready.
Novello.
Oh, just how it sounds. Novello.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Jesus, you spell just like my Savior? J-E-S-U-S?
Yes, sir. Okay, J-E-S-U-S.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing as well?
fresh_air_first@outlook.com.
@outlook.com. Okay. And you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your clients to get a hold of you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're currently on?
Yes, this is the good one. Everything I'm doing on this phone number.
Okay. 720-231-0347.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And you're still at the 1099 West 133rd Way in Westminster, Colorado, correct?
Absolutely. Unit O.
Unit O, okay. And you can actually have this address hidden or displayed?
Actually, I'm not putting my address nowhere because it's actually like my house.
Okay.
It's like, that's why I'm not using the address.
That's fine. That's why I asked you. So when you see your listing, it'll still say Fresh Air First, but it'll say Westminster, Colorado, 80234, and then it'll have your phone number. It won't have the actual, like, street address or give them turn-by-turn directions to you. Make sense?
That's perfect. Yeah, okay. Actually, I don't know if at that point, because Westminster is a good area, but Boulder, believe me, this is where the people really asking for these services. So, but anyway, it's like you want to be on the radio 30 miles.
So. Right, yeah, exactly. So if they're within 30 miles, they're still seeing you. They'll just know that you're from Westminster, so that way maybe it'll take, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to drive. Yeah. All right, so your website, my rep said that you had one?
Yes, actually, it's going to be pretty hard to find it on Google, but if you type in on search line, it will be freshairfirst.com, literally just like that.
Okay, let me pull it up here.
www.freshairfirst.com.
I gotcha. Okay, here we go.
It's a brand new one. I'm still working some stuff in there even.
No, it's okay. I found it. I see your vehicle and everything here, so I know this is it, and it has the same phone number on it that we're on right now. It's got a little purple banner
on
the top.
Same thing, everything.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have this attached to the listing, if that's okay with you.
Perfect, yes, nice. And another stuff, Google Maps, this is most of the important parts,
Yeah, exactly. But I have to ask you, I can't just do things without consulting you first, So that's why I'm saying it's a good site. I would definitely recommend having it up there, but they just tell us to double check. All right. So I have your business profile set up. What are your hours of operation for the business? How do you want those displayed?
Between 8 to 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Monday to Friday, and weekends, the way that I'm working is literally if the customer really need it, I'll really try to find the really good way to write it.
Okay. Emergency services available or by appointment only?
It's only by appointment at this point.
Okay. So Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. That way they can call you, but you'll decide if you're going to go out and help them or not. And then,
that's good.
Obviously it's after hours too, so you could charge a little bit more. Okay. So I have your business profile created, Jesus. Your English is really good. And trust me, I know my lady's from El Salvador. So my wife. Your English is better than hers. But we do have bilingual reps in-house if you do prefer Spanish or you're more comfortable with Spanish. And there is a client interview that we'll have to do with you tomorrow. So do you prefer English or Spanish?
If you got an older guy that literally speaks Spanish, I can be with him. That's my first language, but, I'm super nice. I understand everything in English, too.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I'm like, you get everything that I'm saying. You're not missing anything, so your English is good. But and I also want to make sure that you're comfortable. If he starts using big words, he could be like, "Hey, man, cut the crap and start talking Spanish."
No, long time ago, I was super lost, but well, I pushed myself a lot. That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, you're
much
you're
better
great.
Than in the past.
Yeah, my lady's 4 years younger than me, so she's 26, and then she came here though when she was 19. So she's only been in the States for like 7 years, and there's still a lot of things that she doesn't pick
same
up on.
Same thing
so.
To me.
Yeah.
I
speak Spanish at home.
7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But you're way further along. Like, I speak Spanish at home, but it's embarrassing when I talk to somebody who's fluent in Spanish. It's like, muy gringo.
No, don't
it's like, it's pretty bad.
It's like everybody start like that. Actually, I'm start like super bad in English too. But you know, this is the way. Don't be, you know, just tell whatever you want to tell. If the people understand what you're saying, that's the most important part.
Yeah. The other day it was so funny. It was yesterday actually. There's a guy who hangs out around the corner from our office, and he sells like fruit, like the fresh fruit. And I was like, hola, ¿cómo estás, hermano? Like, I was telling him, yeah, how much for the fruit? I said, how much? And he said, one, like with his fingers, like one and one. He put them next to each other. And then he started going like 10, and then one. And I was like, once? He's like, yeah, tu habla español. He got so excited. And then, it was so funny. He sat there for like 5 minutes. He was like, how do I say that in English? You know, I was like, 11. He said 11? It was so funny, man. This guy was so cool, though. I sat there and just repeated 11 back to him like 10 times until he got it, and I was like, perfecto. And he was so happy. Like, hey, thank you, you know? Yeah. I love supporting those guys.
That's
out
nice.
Every time.
Yeah.
All right, so I got your business profile set up. We do need to set up Oh, sorry, go ahead.
One thing in here, this thing did not let me do the signature. I'm trying to just literally because I'm over my phone, so I'm typing my name in here.
Yeah, that's not the official one. No, that's not the official one. So you're going to get another one right now. I'm going to secure the payment, and then you'll get the official one, and then you could sign off on it while I have you on the line. That one I just sent you, like, ahead of time, so that way you could see it. Make sense?
Oh, I see. So that's why I can't do it. So are you going to send me another one right now? With my
Yep, I'm going to send you another one. But I wanted to schedule your client interview first. So hang on just a second here. I have time available. I could do tomorrow between like 11 and 12, or I could do 9 and 10, 10 and 11. What's your schedule look like?
It's going to be only over the phone, or it's going to be FaceTime?
No, it's over the phone.
Oh, okay. So let me just use a team because I'm always leaving. I'm glad, so I'm always busy.
Yeah.
So let me see. So what time do you say?
I could basically do any time between 9 and 4 and 5.
Okay, so I guess we'll be great at night. That's fine at 9 o'clock.
Do you want to do 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, I start usually all the time start like 8 o'clock, but I got employees working, so I got time. You know, I'm
nice.
Gonna be able.
Okay, so I sent you a calendar invitation to the fresh_air_first@outlook.com. So you should get a message there. And then I'm also going to have it send you a text message at 8 o'clock just to confirm the appointment. Okay? So that way you don't forget overnight.
I'm ready to see everything, sir. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. And then the last thing I got to do is I got to secure the payment, and then it'll send over the new subscription terms for you to sign. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Jesus, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that visa, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Big question in here, because may I, like, do myself this kind of part, or you really need to help me? It's like, actually, I can just do everything. I'm just the thing here. I want to start.
Yeah, the initial
pretty busy right now.
Setup of your account, we do have to do over the phone, and then everything after that, you'll have access to through your tracking system. So you won't ever have to repeat it over the phone again.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you already send me the other information over here on my phone? Yes, I see the Google Calendar invitation. That's all that I have.
No. Once the payment clears, it's going to send you the new subscription terms. It's an automation. So, once the transaction clears, it'll send it to you. I'm going to stay on the phone with you while you get it. We're going to go over the whole voice verification as well, and then you'll sign off on it, and then we'll basically be good to go until your client interview tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Mhm. So, you could trust me. It's just going to take a second, and then I'll have it sent over to you while I have you on the line. That way, if you have any questions,
how would I know that you're not going to charge me more than this?
Because you're going to get a receipt right now while I have you on the line.
Okay. Sorry for this thing. I'm Mexican, man. So.
It's okay. I love Mexicans. Yeah, I grew up around a bunch of Mexicans.
No, the thing in here is like, for example, is like we're living with a lot of kind of stuff. So it's like for trusting just when somebody calls you and then like in the really end of everything, all the conversation.
You're in good hands.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, no, but this is how I take care of my family. You know, I'm not going to risk it one account. I've been here 10 years, so I wouldn't even risk my job over anything. You know, that's why they have me in this position. It's because I've been background screened.
Yeah,
my calls are recorded. Like, you're in good hands.
Yeah, I guess I need to make sure that literally what I'm talking about is about local splash me.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the same thing. It's not something like... somebody just tried to literally take my card information or something like this.
Yeah. I mean, you just spoke with one of my reps before you got transferred over to me. Our company has about 300 people here. You know, I could text you my direct number and extension, but we're legit. We're not calling you for no reason. You know, we've been around since 2004. Like I said, premier Google partner. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. I can understand maybe you're not very trusting because of things you've used in the past, but this is a good thing. And if you feel like it's fraudulent, you could always go to your bank and then get your money back and tell them to stop all transactions that have to do with our company. So it's 2022, almost 2023. They got a lot of ways around making sure that you're safe.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you're okay, Jesus. I'm going to send you everything while I have you on the line, too.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Take your time.
Yes, I'm looking for the car right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I got a car ready with me.
Okay, and I'm ready whenever you are.
Perfect. Actually, will the numbers you need to type in? May I just later change of card?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have my direct number and extension. You could always call in and change it that way, or you can go into your tracking system, and there's a billing section in the tracking system, and you can modify it from there as well.
Perfect. Sounds mm-hmm. good. So it's 4342 56 56 yes 40 40 5 7 25 5 6 8
okay 55 okay sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't getting any of the numbers incorrect. And then what's the expiration date, month and year?
6025
And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
313
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. I'm also going to send over the receipt and the outline of the agreement while I'm doing this. If I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I can rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Fresh Air First.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jesus Alberto Novello.
Thank you. And your title within the... Thank you. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Fresh Air First today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've just provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jesus, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you're already doing. It's just saying if you're going to add another service after today, let us know about it so that way we can make sure you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for a service that you already have through us. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Sense. All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 14th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us. So when the term is completed on the 14th day of each month, it's going to automatically renew, but it'll stay at the discounted price of $199. So that will never go up or change on you. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Perfect.
All right. So you should have received the new welcome text message. Did you get it?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm checking it right now.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to look similar to the last one, except for this is the real one, right? So it's actually going to have the real date in there, the pricing structure, the cancellation policy, everything in black and white. And then you can actually sign this one.
Let me just sign this one.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a hard copy of this that gets sent over to your email with your invoice receipt. So you'll be able to write this off on your taxes actually here in about a month when it's tax season. And then, so you'll get it back. You write it off as a business expense, right? And it won't cost you anything for the first month. And then also the outline of the agreement, I'm sorry, is in the email in writing too. So that way there's no confusion moving forward. Like, you always have it documented and signed, and we always have it documented and signed that you're getting all those products and features at that discounted price for as long as you choose to use our services.
Okay.
Okay. So you made a great decision today, especially if you're coming from Google Ads.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's why, because you explained me and the other guy, he explained me well too. So that's why I started to think about it. Honestly, on Google, as I know, by click, well, with the time, it starts just going expensive.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're also doing pay per lead. So you're actually doing like two programs that are really overpriced. But I tip my hat to you and the fact that you're doing it at all. Cause there's a lot of business owners out there. I don't know. They just think customers are going to like fall from the sky or something. Like, they don't market themselves, you know? So the fact that you're marketing yourselves, even though it might not be the best form of advertising out there that you're using with Angie's List, is still good. It's still good to have your name out there and still be swinging at opportunities and being proactive and trying to get work rather than waiting for something to come your way, you know? So you're doing
absolutely
the right thing.
It's better.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely doing the right thing. And I think that with that kind of mindset, you're definitely going to be successful, no matter what you choose to do. But I know I'm going to come in here and we're going to come in here and make your life a lot easier, with this local listing. So I'm looking forward to working with you. And I gave you my direct number and extension. Like I said, I'm not great with my Spanish, but if you need help or if you have questions, comments, concerns, you know, I know your English is great.
We can talk everything on English.
All right, perfect.
One question, sir. Actually,
okay,
before you leave,
mm-hmm,
I'm already on the log. I'm like username
and
password.
Password.
So what I need to type in here? When I just
the username is going to be your phone number, and then they're going to send you a temporary password at the end of your client interview tomorrow. So right now, don't worry about it. I have a bilingual rep that's going to contact you tomorrow at 9:00. I'm actually going to call you first, and then I'll introduce you to him. And then he'll do the interview, and at the end of the interview, they'll send you the login, and then you can change it to whatever you want after that. And then there's also a YouTube video that shows you how to use it, and it'll give you a link to the downloadable app if you want to download it to your phone. But it's basically blank right now until we have you on the first page. So what I just need you to focus on right now is just the client interview and then the PIN verification. Hello? Jesus? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, man. I don't know if you can hear me, Jesus, but I can't hear you. I don't know if the call dropped. I'm going to call you right back right now.